Hello and welcome back for a new round of Tipsy Wednesday. I am your host Bjorn, and with me today, as always and usual, we have Thomas.
Hey, hey.
And Junior.
Hello.
Thomas, what podcast is this and what logo is behind this?
Oops. Didn't help.
For you listeners out there, we had the wrong logo in the background. It was for our Norwegian podcast. This is Tipsy Wednesday with this background.
Don't know what you're talking about, Bjorn.
Yes. And I may have the wrong cup as well. So,
One guy, two cups?
No, I only have one cup with me. How are we this fine evening? As of recording, at least.
We are
the world.
We are the children. This evening we are the world.
Are we?
Fuck everything else. People should listen to us.
Yes.
And have a great time.
Only great times here. Only great times. Only Tipsy Wednesday.
The greatest of times.
Only great times.
Did you guys know there is another podcast called Tipsy Tuesday?
There is?
Yes. There's some women who are tipsy on Tuesday.
We used to be tipsy on Wednesdays before.
It was Tipsy Tuesday or Tipsy Thursday. I can't recall. There's some similar named podcasts out there. So it was like,
who came first? Tipsy Wednesday or Tipsy Tuesday, Thursday?
I have no idea.
We should find that out. How many episodes are they in?
I don't know.
Because this is episode 144 of Tipsy Wednesday. Just to see. But I wonder, if we were first, were they thinking of Tipsy Wednesday like we did? And then they noticed, shit, it's taken. And also, can multiple podcasts be called the same? Are there other Tipsy Wednesday podcasts out there?
I don't know. Maybe Google's my friend. I tried searching on Spotify.
Then Google it, because they might be locked in a different podcast app, exclusive or something. But if you didn't know if they were called Tipsy Tuesday or Tipsy Thursday, you will need to Google both of them until you find them.
Tipsy Tuesday podcast on Spotify. How many episodes? Last one aired on 3rd of January this year.
No. Well, if not, season 3 of Tipsy Friday is out as well.
yes, holy shit. That aside,
they had their last run in 2020.
Yeah. Oh,
Tipsy Tuesday's last episode was on 3rd of January.
So they quit.
However, this is Tipsy Wednesday, for fuck's sake. And the day of recording, which is of importance for this next topic, is the 15th of March, which in Russia, as of recording, it's the day of the Russian election. Ooh, exciting stuff.
Wait. Is the election today or this weekend?
No, it's started today, as far as I know.
Yeah, I thought it was a two-day event, you see.
Maybe it is. During this weekend.
This weekend, yes.
Starting now on the 15th of March, as of recording. So, thus far, I just randomly scrolling through my videos on YouTube and Reddit posts and the occasional video or picture from the Russian election pops up. And Well, there's...
I bet Putin is in the lead.
Well, no, I'm just... no results as of yet, but...
I thought the first results are in...
No, we can assume who the winner is going to be in the end, but that's not my point here. My point is the state of some of the pictures that has been taken in the voting booths, voting locales, voting places where people can vote. There's pictures of people getting arrested by the Russian military. There's pictures of voting booths on fire. There's pictures. There's a picture of a... which, to my knowledge, is a young journalist who pours ink into the voting booth. It's like...
it may have.
Yeah, and more fire on in voting booths. So I don't imagine this is the case for most places, but there are some places where people are making... a ruckus, to say the least. Mm. They are making a protest in one way. So that says something, I guess. despite the inevitable result.
Whatever do you mean? It's whatever super I mean. Fair in Russia it's because Putin, he can do whatever he wants and people can vote for him. The other candidates need to be selected from Kremlin, or chosen from Kremlin to run. They must be from the same or similar parties as Putin's party. There are like 400 rules or laws that the Russian government can use against them if they would choose to do so. To get them out of the race, so to speak. I was like, you broke one of these 400 rules here, so you're out.
You have views and opinions that differ from our current leader. No. Yeah.
That's a big no.
That's a big no.
So I think the alternatives in Russia is vote for Putin, go to jail, or mysteriously die out of a window or something.
Here's just a random comment on the one of the Reddit posts. Voting candidates. Number one, Vlad Put. Candidate number two, Vladimir P. Candidate number three, V. Putin.
Yeah, we had a similar poll in a Norwegian news outlet, which said, who do you think will win? Do you think Putin will win the election? And then you could vote yes and nothing more. So yeah. We all know where this is going.
Do you think Putin will win? Alternative one, yes. Alternative two, no, he will not lose.
Anyways, do we have some topics, Mr. Holt?
I would like to read to you an old Soviet joke first. I steal this from a commenter on Reddit. Disclaimer. A man goes to prison. A fellow inmate asks him, how long are you in for? The other guy says, I got 10 years, replies the man. What did you do? He says, nothing. Nothing? You're full of shit. He asks, why? And then he replies, for nothing. They only give you 5 years. Ta-da! You get imprisoned nonetheless. So. But the election hasn't finished yet. So it's like, there's more to come, I'm sure. But thus far, as of the start of the election day, lots of drama is going down already.
But you all know Putin is the one to come last.
To come last?
First.
Come first.
Not to eat the cookie.
Speaking of coming first, Have you guys recently visited Pornhub?
Not Pornhub,
no.
No, not recently. But you're aware, you're aware of the website. And it's existence. Yes.
What is this website?
What is this website? Well, as you may recall, I think we've mentioned this in some episode ages ago. In our dear friend across the Atlantic Ocean, in the United States of America.
Freedom.
Freedom state, where the highest incarceration rate per capita or something. Regardless.
There's a boner for this, I know it. Have you seen the Freedom Boner?
Freedom Boner, no. Why don't you search up the Freedom Boner? I'll say as much as the state of Texas has been putting forth a bill which has now been put into place, a law that prevents people from accessing certain websites.
Oh, no.
Unless they are age verified in some way. The state of Texas, for users in Texas, they are not allowed to access Pornhub anymore. Because the state of Texas requires that you
use your ID.
That you verify your age and prove that you are above the age of, not above the age of consent, but that you're of legal age to watch that content, I guess.
Hey, they have had that for a long time. One time I tried to enter one of those sites and it came up, are you above 18? And I had to click yes or no.
That's how the protection has worked thus far.
Before we move on, I have the Freedom Boner here now.
You have the Freedom Boner. Show us the Freedom Boner.
I have the Freedom Boner. Let me just show you.
Speaking of the hub, you do get a boner. Well, what's this picture
that's
of?
The Freedom Boner from the cannon.
That's a cannon firing, and there's a boner in this smoke.
The smoke after firing a missile or a cannon is shaped like a boner with ball sacks. Or balls. So, yeah.
You don't need much creativity to see the boner there.
No, you don't. And I remember I saw this, and it says Freedom Boner.
I guess. However,
there's an American picture though, so that sucks.
In the state of Texas, there's that little bit less of freedom for the citizens in Texas who may want to visit that website. This is again to protect you, it's not to protect, it's to hinder minors from accessing websites that they are not allowed to access because they're not old enough to watch that content. And they have now put forth a law that is prohibiting them and prohibiting the website to give them access to that content without some sort of age verification.
I'm not a minor, I'm a security guard, I can enter that site, no problem.
Well, I guess, but even if you were if you were a grown-ass man, if any of us went to the state of Texas and wanted to visit visit Pornhub, we would get this pop-up. You can't access this website unless you get age verified in some way or another.
Hold on, because Pornhub themselves are saying we won't do this, so they just shut off Texas. The state of Texas.
So Texas shut them off.
No, they said we need this verification, and then Pornhub said, no, we're not going to do that, and then that's it.
Mm. Yeah, because they will lose viewers in heaps.
No,
if you need to age verify, you will lose all your customers.
No, they still lose all their customers.
As far as I there's a message from Pornhub for users in Texas who try to access. And this message, the first sentence says, "Dear user, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you access to our website." So this is a message from Pornhub. Pornhub is not allowed to grant you access before you verify your age. So this isn't a Texas block. It is a Pornhub block that is put in place by Pornhub because the state of Texas has put it into, made it a law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have to VPN. bend the knee for the Texas law.
Yeah, but they're not bending the knee. That's the point.
No.
Are they not?
What? No.
They
block themselves from Texas. So if you live in Texas, you just can't use Pornhub.
Yeah, you can. You cannot verify your age. Right.
Just continuing to read in the middle of this message from Pornhub, it says, "Unfortunately, the Texas law for age verification is ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. Not only will it not actually protect children, but it will also inevitably reduce content creators' ability to post and distribute legal adult content and directly impact their ability to share the artistic messages they want to convey with it." Well, that's nicely worded. "We call on all adult sites to..." I'm just reading some parts. It's a long ass message. "The safety of our users is one of our biggest concerns. We believe that the only effective solution for protecting minors and adults alike is to verify users' age on their device and to either deny or allow access to age-restricted materials and websites based on that verification." So Pornhub wants the age verification to happen on your device. And as long as your device is age verified, that again grants you access to the website. That's what Pornhub wants.
Did you see
a solution that is put into place?
Did you see the suggestion? Did you see the article I sent you?
No. Did you send me an article just now?
Well, I will say this then. Thus far, if you live in Texas, just use the VPN.
Yeah.
I guess. It's an article from Ars Technica. Pornhub blocks all of Texas to protest state law. Paxton says, "Good riddance." Pornhub went dark in Texas and other states requiring age verification for porn. Well, that's basically what I'm saying. They went dark, and along with that message instead of the actual website. It's just a message which I've read some parts of. So,
yeah. You cannot access the Pornhub in Texas. That's the point.
That's the point. Yeah, so I thought you were disagreeing with me on something.
No. It's just that Pornhub themselves said, "Bye. We won't do this. We won't bend the knee."
They won't bend the knee in the way that Texas wants them to. They want, and I get it from a tech point of view, and just for an effective way to get some age verification, because the pop-up sign that says, "Are you above the age of 18? Yes or no?" That's not a proper age verification.
No, but this is a very dangerous way of thinking, right? Because imagining... you have to log into your MMORPG and then you're getting doxxed and all the people know your first and last name.
Oh, you're thinking of a danger of your personal information leaking because it is within your phone because your phone already has all of your personal information?
No, what are you? Just imagining you, when you have to make a new account, right? And then you have to verify, and then it uses your information automatically.
Yes.
So then all your information is on your account, vividly available for everyone to see.
So let's just take Pornhub as an example. Your personal age verification is already stored on your phone.
No, right. But
that personal information is not available to Pornhub as of yet. But if you are required to use your age verification to access Pornhub in the state of Texas, then that, as soon as you access the website, then that personal information will be available on your phone and on that website. They have used that information to verify your age. Therefore, that information has somehow been transferred to them or been shown to them.
Is that where you're getting?
No. I'm. You know, you can make your own porn account, right? User.
Yes.
And you can go to others' accounts and users.
Yes.
Imagining your whole address and your information about your social isn't there.
No, I don't think that's a case where you're not making a user profile displaying all your personal data. They would just use your personal data to log in, I guess.
No, to verify that you are above the
I
guess this is the next logical step.
Because if you are to verify, don't you have to create an account to actually verify?
Yeah.
No, or that's
Pornhub
not...
automatically that, know it's you when you log on your devices?
And how do you verify every device you have? That's not what Pornhub is suggesting. They don't want you to make an account. They just want to use your phone as an age verification. They don't want you to make an account and put all your personal information in that account. No, that's not what they want.
That's the next logical step, right? To make... if you have to access like Reddit or something, and then you have to put in your personal account to verify you're 18, right? It's going beyond. It's going further, right?
Okay, so you mean this is like some sort of stepping stone?
Yeah, this is an entryway, a doorway that is
being opened to more possibilities.
This is just the beginning, right? And then you got you have to log in with your social security, and then your whole information is on the account. So when you are on Reddit browsing and you say, haha, that's stupid, then they will find you and then will murder you.
I hate to break it to you, but we're already making leaps and bounds ahead going in that direction. We are already in that direction. Your personal information is available in more and more places.
But it's still kind of hard to talk to someone.
Maybe.
I guess. I don't know how to talk to anyone.
Just imagine if you had to register like on every porn site you use, and then it became publicly available, so everyone know what you're into. So when you're the next time you're in a job interview, they could just go into Pornhub and search you up, and they could find what the hell you're into.
Are you a weirdo or are you a normie?
We don't want you here. We don't take kindly for your kind around here.
Or they're like, whoa, I like the same things. You're hired.
Or we like the same things. We are fucked up.
The most likely, perhaps. I don't know. We have a ranking system here in Tipsy Wednesday, though. So.
I guess, but
we did rank some categories a couple of years ago.
Ages ago. But again, as Junior says, this may open the door for more age verification or personal information being required for other things, which shouldn't be mandatory, but may be mandatory in the future.
Yeah.
Because someone figured it is useful to use your personal information for something.
We got to protect the kids from them titties.
And therefore, we'll need all of your personal data. Well, I assist.
You give us personal data, we give you tits.
Well, if you're in this day and age paranoid about your personal info, then you shouldn't be owning a smartphone or using accounts of any sort. But to some degree, you can be afraid of, like, gushing out your personal info everywhere. And it's like, there's some middle ground somewhere. But your personal data is available in a lot of places.
Do you use cookies?
Cookies. Put the cookie down now.
Do any of you use Google phone, Google Wallet? No, you haven't.
No,
no.
Only you, Mister.
Yeah, it's.
I don't use, and I don't use the Apple Pay either.
No, but you cannot.
They're phasing out of Norway, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because
well, I never intended to use it either, so...
I'll show you how easy it is.
Well, maybe, but I'm...
Show us your Google Wallet. Show us your information.
I'm old-fashioned. I guess I like using my tap-to-pay on my credit card, I guess.
You're not old-fashioned, tap the tap function at the very least. You don't put the card in and... Or try to swipe your card and then dial your personal code.
Is that what makes you an old-fashioned type nowadays? Swiping your card?
No, cash.
Cash, yeah.
Cash is, yeah, old people use cash.
And if you're even more older than a cow.
A cow?
Yeah, I will trade you this cow for six buckets of milk.
I have a cow and 2 cents in a cow.
How about using your cow to get six buckets of milk, Junior?
Ha! Oh.
Oh. Anyways, are we done with the ID porn thingy? Do you guys have anything more to say upon the matter? It's just
if you're afraid someone will find, or someone somehow will find out what your porn habits are, don't visit porn sites if you have an IP.
Everybody has an IP address, I guess.
Yeah, I know. So your internet provider knows what you're into.
Yes.
So someone knows. Oh, there's always someone who knows.
There's always someone.
Google probably knows as well. Because you're Googling that shit, aren't you?
Yes. Your search history.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and in more social media news, is porn sites social media? In more tech news.
They are social, though.
I don't know if social... It's a term.
They has a wall. There's a wall. You can comment and such underneath the videos and give them a thumbs up or thumbs down. It's like a social media site.
It's like a social media site. However, TikTok is... one of the more
it's a classic. It's a real classic.
It's an established phenomenon at this point in time. However, there may be some bad news for TikTok users and TikTok creators, influencers, and the like in America, in the United States, in the Freedom States, where they may be even less free in terms of being able to use TikTok at all. Because there are rumors, there has been put forth a bill that suggests banning TikTok, banning the use of TikTok in America. And this...
Norway's considering the same thing, I read.
This bodes... is bad news for, I guess, for consumers, for the people who likes to like scroll on random TikTok videos to for entertainment, I guess that sucks a bit.
Doom scrollers.
But for people who use or has grown a following on TikTok, people like influencers who use TikTok as their main source of income.
Revenue to YouTube.
Maybe
YouTube revenue.
It's like, yeah. It's like maybe.
No, hold on, because did you know actually TikTok doesn't really pay a lot or other countries?
You mean like in terms of direct pay from ad revenue? Or
Yeah, because if you live in Norway, you cannot make a living out of TikTok. You cannot make money from TikTok.
Oh?
It's only...
They pay a lot less than YouTube.
No, they don't like pay you at all in Norway. It's
I guess most people would earn money from TikTok with like sponsor deals because they gained a following in on the TikTok platform, and therefore a sponsor came forth and said, hey, if you advertise this product, we'll sponsor you with this much cash. If you show off your product on your next TikTok videos. And I imagine that's where most people make their TikTok money, not from ad revenue or any ad revenue at all, but from sponsor deals.
Yeah, you product placements.
Product placement.
Product placement.
So, but they are in. They could lose that as well. If they lose their platform, they may lose a lot or all of their following, their followers, I guess, because the followers follow the platform. Yes,
they're on the platform.
They're on the platform. So if they lose the platform, there's like, I'll watch random videos on YouTube. YouTube Shorts. Isn't that YouTube, basically YouTube what TikTok shorts. Is?
Yeah, it is. And Instagram does the same thing. And Reddit does the same thing, basically. Yeah. You can find it. So there are other options. But
yeah. But it's like, this also brings into perspective how easily something may be snatched away from you just because someone changed the law, changed some restriction, or banned this service in your area. It's something that you as a user or you as a content creator using that platform has no control over. And that's such a slippery slope. Yes, sure, you may gain lots of money and publicity, but you have no control over the platform itself.
But there is one thing you do have control over, and it's
okay.
Your money, which you can donate in the link below.
Donate to our platform.
Yeah, donate
on our supporters link. Here on wherever you're consuming this, on Spotify or iTunes or YouTube. Don't throw all your eggs in one basket. Like us, we're throwing eggs in every basket.
So that throw the eggs can everywhere. Throw all your eggs in our basket. that's it for today's.
That's it for today's sellout moment. But I guess I don't have much more to say upon that matter. It's just like when I read this when the first time I was aware of this, I was like, well, it didn't come as a surprise, I guess.
Rip.
Bjorn, don't you have a word from our coffee mug producers for this
show? Do I have a word from our coffee mug producers.
No, you had the wrong coffee mug.
I have the wrong mug.
I thought you could show up our cup and then to the sponsors. The three of us? Because we are.
Yes, we sell cups on request, I guess. At least locally. Within reason.
Nationally, in Norway.
Nationally.
Not locally, but nationally.
Not internationally
just yet.
That will be a logistical nightmare for...
And we don't have the following and the support yet to do it.
We're not going there yet. It's however, we are going to your side of the bed, Thomas.
My side of the bed? It's the right side of the bed.
Is your side the right side of the bed, or is it the wrong side of the bed? Yeah, is the right side the left side, right, which is the right side, or if the left side is the wrong side, which is the right side?
The right side is the right side.
The right side is the right side.
And the wrong side is the wrong side.
What? Well, how do you how do you like classify which what is left and what is right from a point of orientation? Where is it when you're standing by the feet and looking up, or
yes,
no? It's when I lay. That could be. You could say when you lay in the bed. Is it when you lay on your back or on your belly? Because your left arm would be like different ways.
No,
which way you lay as well. But that's not really what this is about, because. I wrote this because I saw a clip of a woman talking about how their sleeping arrangement works, and they don't have their own side of the bed. So one night she would sleep on the right side, and the next night she would sleep on the left side, and her husband vice versa. And sometimes she would sleep a couple of nights on the right side, and then a couple of nights on the left side. It didn't matter. And my mind is super confused by this, because everyone has their side of the bed, and surely you have your pillows, which are formed to your liking.
Yes.
If
yes.
you switch side of the bed, do you also switch the pillows, or do you sleep on the pillows that are on that side? Because I know some people like to use two pillows, thick pillows. Some people like to use like thinner pillows and whatnot. So you have to have your side, and besides the bed, it will shape after your. How you sleep, right? The mattress.
Yes, it's to some degree it will. Yeah.
This is one of the reasons why sleeping at home is the best, because it's your bed and it's
your side.
Your side of your bed. So you have to have your own side of the bed.
Well, I always slept on let's say I sleep on my back with my head facing the ceiling,
the roof. Ceiling, yeah.
And in that orientation, I sleep on the left side, to my left when I lay on my back. So I sleep on the left side of the bed.
I sleep on the
right. Right.
You're right. Okay, so two right-handers and one left-hander, I guess. Fine. That's our side of the bed.
Yeah.
Established. Okay. When I met my girlfriend like almost a year ago. Well, I met her earlier, but when we started doing things, when I had my first sleepover at her place, she was like, "Hey, you can sleep on whatever side of the bed. It doesn't matter for me." And I was like, does it really not matter for you? Is this a test? No, that's not what I was thinking. I was like, I usually sleep on my left side, but maybe I'll try sleeping on the right side when I'm at her place. So I did that, but that felt wrong. So from then on, I've just slept on the left side of the bed. I'm a left side of the bed guy. that has just become the norm without just saying like, this is the left side, this is my side. That is just, I just started sleeping on the left side from then on. It's like, after I slept on the right side like one or two times, I don't know, I'm not sure. But
so she didn't have a preferred side?
No, she didn't.
Maniac.
But because I'm a left-sider, she now becomes a right-sider. So so that's a done deal.
Okay. So now you have your own sides of the bed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Thomas, why do you sleep on the right side then?
Why?
It just happened.
It just happened, okay.
I guess.
No, because my reasoning is because it's the closest to the door. So it's a...
Mm.
Yeah. Well,
thinking back of it, for like other apartments I've had, I think I've been the right sider for a long time, actually. Because I thought maybe in the last apartment, I had the other side of the bed, but no, I didn't. So I don't know. It's become a habit.
Yeah, I'm just whatever is closest to the door. I'm just straight to the bed. Bam! No extra fuss.
So if you went to an inverted hotel room where the closest to the door would be the left side, the opposite of where you used to sleep, would it still be the closest to the door, or would you go the right side?
Closest to the door.
Closest the door. Man, what a chaotic system.
It's just because I usually lay on my belly before I fall asleep, and I always wake up on the back for some reason.
Magic.
Magic, yeah. Yeah, but I always turn during the night and sleep on the back, but I like to fall asleep on the belly, and then I turn when I fall asleep.
Or do you fall on your back then? Do you fall asleep on your belly? Do you fall back on your belly?
Oh my god, yeah.
that doesn't matter. The point is, sometimes I have my hand outside of the bed, and it needs to be the same hand, like in the sense, so it has to be the same.
Oh my god.
You will discuss all the important matters, from the Russian election to what's the right side of the bed or the left side of the bed. Who knows?
Closest to the door.
Left side.
Right side.
Well, I think we've discussed that way too much. Thomas, do you want to...
Oh, we're done.
We're done. Time's up. I would like to thank our listeners for sticking with us for yet another episode of Tipsy Wednesday. There is a supporter link down in the description below.
It isn't the supporter link. It's mostly the links to the social medias.
Yes, the social media links are there. If you want to follow us on all of our social medias in the link below. With that, I'd like to say thank you and adios.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.